Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us, and I believe that we're going to continue our talk about how to fight systemic inflammation. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, the last couple of weeks I talked about inflammation and some ways to reduce inflammation. And over the next 2 weeks, I wanted to give some tips on lifestyle changes to help reduce chronic inflammation. So today we're going to do four, and then next week we're going to do four as well. So the first tip is really drinking enough water. So inflammation is actually the body's response to attempting to actually eliminate irritants. So it really makes sense to, providing the transport mechanism really needed to get these irritants out of the body. So, you know, our body is actually made of about 70% water, and it's absolutely crucial for cell-to-cell communication, for the formation of gastric juices and enzymes. And hydration really helps our muscles of the digestion system to function properly. It helps to mobilize toxins and helps to basically clear out waste from our body. So the recommendation is really to drink about 8 glasses of clear, filtered water per day. And it really shouldn't include any other beverages, although, you know, certainly people can add on top of that some herbal teas, some rooibos tea, which is certainly my favorite because it's caffeine-free, and some green tea. And, you know, we sometimes think about drinking water in the summer, but certainly in the winter time, with the heat being on, we often get very dehydrated because our houses are very, you know, dry because of the dry heat that's coming into our house. So it's really important to maintain that hydration for our skin, for our brain, and for to get rid of cellular waste. The second point is to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. So the right diet can increase our lifespan and improve markers for inflammation. So some patients sometimes will go to a dairy and gluten-free, but it's not necessarily important for everybody. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll test patients to see if they're sensitive to dairy or gluten, but patients can actually even try reducing these for a few weeks and try an anti-inflammatory diet to see if it actually, if their gut calms down, if their inflammation calms down. They can try it for about 2 weeks and then reincorporate dairy and gluten foods and see if the symptoms change. One of the major things that I really focus on with patients, especially with an anti-inflammatory diet, is really reduce things like sugar, saturated fat, alcohol, red meat, processed meats, and sugar-sweetened beverages. Because sugar certainly is very inflammatory to the body. Not only can it contribute to things like diabetes, but a lot of my patients find when they eat a lot of sugar, they crave it more, and it causes a lot of joint pain as well. So we want to consume more anti-inflammatory foods, things like leafy green vegetables, seaweed, fiber, beans, nuts and seeds, berries, wild fish, olive oil, and certainly the occasional glass of red wine. Another tip, of course, is a great herb, turmeric. So turmeric or curcumin actually has been heavily researched for its ability to reduce acute and chronic inflammation. And, you know, we can put it, for example, in tea. You can put it into a chai latte. But you can also put it in smoothies and salad dressings and hummus, for example. So there's lots of different ways that we can incorporate turmeric into our daily diet. I've talked in the past about intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting can be done by many people. Certainly, when we think about fasting, it can be combined with a healthy diet. And typically what I recommend for patients is to start, for example, by eating an early dinner. So you're naturally fasting for 12 hours a day, and you can slowly increase, if you like, to 14 to 16 hours a day just by extending your breakfast time a little bit later. But it's really important to drink water during these fasting times. So we're not talking about fasting from water as well. We're definitely talking about giving our digestive system a rest, certainly during the nighttime, to allow our body to do the healing process that it needs to get rid of toxins from our body.
So basically, you've given me 4 points: water, and anti-inflammatory food, turmeric, and intermittent fasting. If someone wants to talk to you about dealing with systemic inflammation and get more tips about these things, how do we reach you?
You can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Dial the number, set a date and time, and have a complimentary consultation either by phone or in person with Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to hearing the next 4 tips next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays.